News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Got a couple of emails here from listeners a moment ago. Frank from Madison and Mike, and didn't say where he's from, but Mike also both sent in the same thing, really. 1986, talking about crossover voting, 1986 in the Democrat gubernatorial primary. Charlie Graddick, who is been an attorney general, judge down in Mobile. Charlie Graddick was the more conservative of the two Democrat candidates, and he won the runoff. But it was largely believed that there was crossover voting from Republicans trying to get a more conservative. In that case, it was the other way around. It was Republicans influencing the Dem Party primary. Well, they did, apparently. Graddick won. However, controversy ensued when the Democrat Party in Alabama refused to certify the vote and awarded that nomination to Bill Baxley. Yeah, literally. And then voter angst said, you know what, forget y'all. And then everybody went to the polls, and suddenly Republican Guy Hunt, who Mike points out was the perennial Republican candidate, Guy Hunt got elected as the first Republican governor since Reconstruction. And it was all because of fighting over the possibilities of crossover voting. What it really was, too, it was party politics. It was literally the party power base saying, well, this is the one that's going to get elected. Everybody needs to toe that line. Toe that line, y'all. Don't be picking no sorry candidate. And what'd they do? They didn't get what they wanted, so they just did it another way. But crossover voting is largely seen as being a big part of why that went down the way it did. So, yeah, there it is. All right, so there's other ways of doing this. So there's some crazy stuff that happens in other states. There's some states that do, where'd it go? It's called the basically the last two, like the last two men standing. I guess at that point you're in Thunderdome. Two men enter, one man leaves. Copper, do you know what I'm talking about when I say Thunderdome?
No.
This is where Copper sits on the board shaking her head going, I have no idea what he's saying right now. No, it's an old movie, Mad Max. It was like a post-apocalyptic movie, dystopian society. The way they sorted things out between people was they had to put two men in Thunderdome, and they all chanted, two men enter, one man leaves.
Okay,
just go with me here. It's a kind of a thing.
Anyway, I've seen the movie, I just didn't remember the quote.
Oh, you've seen the movie Beyond Thunderdome? You didn't remember that quote? That's the only thing worth seeing. Remember from
that
movie?
Wait. No, the original Mad Max? Okay, no, I've only seen the new one. Okay, my bad.
Oh, no. You saw Fury Road?
Yeah.
That's like, wow. That one's way out there. Okay. All right. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about Mad Max?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get back to the other dystopian society, the elections that were for us. So, yeah, we've got some states that do what they call the last two. I cannot find that article. I've got a whole stack of paper, but I've shuffled them around so many times that I don't even know where the one I was looking at is. Anyway, the bottom line is this. They go to the polls. It doesn't matter whether it's two Democrats to survive, two Republicans to survive, one of each, an independent. But the bottom line is, whoever the last two are standing, if they don't have over 50%, then they go to a runoff. So basically, it's an all call. It's an entire stable. They put everything on the ballot. Good luck, everybody. And everybody goes to the polls and votes. I think California is one of those that does that. Go figure. California, usual madness. But yeah, California does that. And a couple of others, actually. But here it is. Yes. No. All right, doesn't matter. I'm rattling paper, but I'm not finding what I want. But the end result of this is, it's a mess. And we don't know. I don't know that I want that here. I know that. So right now, the law in Alabama, just to recap, bam, you've got the ability to walk in the door in an open primary state. Doesn't matter if you voted Republican, Democrat all your life. You can switch when you get to the polls. And that happens. That is seen as having had major influence. I want to know. Let's go ahead and let's take the Mo Brooks claims about Katie Britt's campaign benefiting from Democrat crossover. I don't know if they did or not. I don't have any evidence that says that the Britt campaign called for it or tried to organize it or did something in the background. But what I do know is this: Katie Britt underpolled for a long time in comparison to where she wound up. Katie Britt was in the 30s. And suddenly had 45% on the day of the election. Did a whole bunch of undecideds just change their mind? Maybe. But I think the more likely scenario is a bunch of Democrats said, let's go. And some are saying it was organized. I have no proof of that. I got one more call. Is Jeff from Indiana calling back again? And once again, I have 1 minute. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, I got 1 minute, brother. What you got, man?
Okay. Well, what I was going to say, in Alabama, it would be just about like being in my district, where one party rules, basically. All you're going to do is have, if you have close primaries, you're just going to have a bunch of Democrats changing the registration over to Republican and still voting Democratically.
Well, they might, but at least then they got to declare who they are. I don't know, man. It's more debate to come, brother, but we'll see. Because, yeah, you're like you said, you had to go be an infiltrator to the Democrat Party to even get a chance to run for office. Some are saying that's what you got to do around here in the Republican Party. But I don't know if you heard the thing a minute ago with Republican Party chairman, but he's calling for the closed primaries in Alabama, and I'm not going to be a bit surprised to see it happen. Jeff, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Copper, I know we're headed towards that break, so we'll go ahead. And folks, if you want to call in and chime in on this, you're welcome to it, 866-494-9866. But we are going to switch to the next part of the Triple Dipper, Space Command. Space Command. Yes, Space Command. They come in here, say they are. What do they do? What is Space Command? More on that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Got a caller who held on during the break, so let me grab that real quick. Hey, it's Steve from Tennessee. Steve, how you doing today, man?
I'm fine, Phil. I just wanted to comment on the closed primary situation, or open primary, rather, in Alabama. I moved from Alabama to Tennessee many years ago, but looking back on it when I voted in Alabama, you're giving the opposing party, you know, you're multiplying their vote. They get a chance to pick off who they don't like in the initial primary. They get a chance to pick off who they don't like in the runoff. And then they get the final vote in the general election to pick off who they don't like. I have no understanding of why that's tolerated in Alabama, where you've got one of the reddest states in the union, and they often elect pansies. Just saying.
Steve, great wrap up, man.
All right, later.
Well, thank you, brother. Well, you know, there you go. See, one of the things that happens here, the argument for a closed primary is that you will have the ability for the candidate to have to work within their base. They cannot have a rhino, if you will. You cannot have a squishy Republican if you're a conservative base. Now, it doesn't mean that your base has to all be, you know, Tea Party, you know, right side ruffians. But nonetheless, what's going to wind up happening is the base is going to be far more influential as opposed to the broader, you know, more purple sort of vote getters. And it's going to mean that if you're going to say, I'm a conservative Republican, well, you better mean it, because the only ones voting are the Republicans. You don't have the ability to have a Democrat come over and go, let's give old boy a boost. Let's give that lady a boost. No, you're not going to have that opportunity. You know, I'm more and more, as I'm watching what's happened in some elections like the Georgia election and the Senate District 27 election with Tom Watley down there, and even the claims being made about the Britt Brooks race, more and more I am leaning towards the closed primary myself. I mean, I just, you know, there's no bill in front of the legislature yet, but there's apparently going to be. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I here's my prediction is that Tom Watley's race is what's going to make the difference in the sentiment about this. Because they're going to look around and go, daggum, Tom Watley was chair of judiciary. He was here for 12 years. He was an incumbent. He spent over $1 million on his race. But Democrats came in here. And by the way, Tom Watley is not considered the most conservative member of the Alabama legislature, not by a stretch. And Tom Watley used to be a Democrat, and it's just the truth. He did. But he was the incumbent. He had every expectation of of taking that thing all the way to the finish line himself. If it's true that Democrats crossed over, which, by the way, we saw some of them crowing about it on social media, so, you know, you have to imagine that some of them did. If there were Democrats who said, we don't like that Tom Wiley, we're going after him. All it took was two in this case. But if they organized a bunch of them, if the Democrat Party in Lee County decided that they were going to go after Tom Wiley, and they got 50, 60, 70, 100 of them to go to the polls, well, then that's an overwhelming number that could have changed the entire outcome of the election, and likely did. Anyway, all I'm saying is this. Coming up in the next legislative session, I'm not going to be a bit surprised if you don't see a bill being dropped on. In fact, I'm not going to be a bit surprised if you don't see one do what's called pre-filed, where they don't wait for the session. Someone's going to go ahead and get out there and say, here's my bill. Let's use mine. I'll drop it in now. Everybody can see it. We can have a story on the news. And I'll probably have them on the radio show and we'll talk about it. But it's going to be the fact that one of their own may have gone down because of crossover voting. That's what's going to catch some attention. They're going to go, holy crap. They just took out the incumbent chair of judiciary, 12 years in office, and he lost by one. Oh, and then, you know, what's going to wind up happening. And based on what I heard John Wall say a minute ago, I don't think that absent any kind of like absolute proof of like collusion with the Democrat Party by Whiteley's opponent, Hovey, I don't think you're going to see anything that lets this election get overturned unless they find a box of ballots in the back room that didn't get counted. Even that should be suspicious if it did. So what I'm saying is this. I suspect we're going to see a push for closed primaries. I suspect that we're going to see it ramped up because one of their own may go down in flames on a one-vote miss because of crossover voting. And that's going to change things. But I'm leaning there myself. I am. More and more I look at it and I'm thinking, you Democrats want to be a Republican? How about be a Republican? It's like that dude when I was the party chairman for Etowah County. Calls me one day, wants to run for county commission. I mean, this old boy calls me and goes, hey. I said, hey. He goes, what do I got to do to get an R by my name? And I said, well, how about you be an R? And he says, what does that even mean? And I said, well, if I have to tell you, then, you know, we got a problem. So, yeah, if you want to be a Republican, be a Republican. If you want to be a Democrat, be a Democrat. If you want to be an independent, go get the signatures necessary and get on the ballot. But I'm thinking right now more and more, if you want to be a Democrat, stay out of our Republican primary. If you want to be a Republican, don't go screw with the Democrats. Vote your own party. Dance with the ones that brung you. And by doing so, perhaps we can just know that there's integrity in the idea that Republicans pick their own team, like Steve just said. Anyway. We'll see. More to come on that. Obviously, I didn't get in the number two, Triple Dipper, Space Command, but I'm going to do it right after this. I'll still take calls, though. Coming into the next hour of the show, the last hour of the show, 866-494-9866. Got a news break coming up, at which point we will switch to number two on the Triple Dipper, Space Command. Space Command, yes. And no, we don't call them Space Cadets. No, stop that. That's not happening. They're Guardians. That's their name. And by the way, I'm not going to mock it because it's legit. It's a real form of service. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.